This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, as well as referralsforseniors.com. And again, these aren't meant to be directories with multitudes of companies in each category. We just try to search out the right couple of partners and find people that we know you can trust and that we trust and that we've checked out and know will do you a great job. Well, we are glad to have in studio today and a new partner with us, Blake Harris. Blake is with Mile High Estate Planning. And so, Blake, welcome to the show.
Scott, thanks for having me on the show. Excited to be here.
Hey, always great to talk about topics that no one wants to talk about. People put it off, don't they?
People do put it off. I'll actually tell you a quick story. When I started my practice about 7 years ago, I was, of course, an estate planning attorney. Let me try that again. When I had my children 7 years ago, I was an estate planning attorney. And it wasn't until my kids were about 2 years old before I did my own estate planning. It's like the roofer that goes out and fixes everyone else's roof, and you come home and you have a leaky roof yourself. I did take care of it about 5 years ago, so I got my part done. But I definitely understand, yes, putting it off is the biggest mistake that people make.
Absolutely. So let's kind of start at the beginning. Give us a little background on yourself, what got you into doing what you're doing.
Sure. So I've been in estate planning. I've been an attorney for about 10 years now, and I focus pretty much exclusively on one thing, helping families create estate plans and administer them after a loved one passes away. I like to think back to the story of a family member of mine, my grandma. She never made a great deal of money. She grew up in the Great Depression, but every penny she had, she saved. And then as she got older, she was not willing to meet with an estate planning attorney. She didn't want to take the time to do it or put the investment into making it happen. And then what ended up happening in the final about 2 years of her life, we saw her entire estate, just a couple hundred $1,000 nearly totally wiped out because of long-term care cost, a conservatorship, a guardianship, and money that could have gone to pay for my law school ended up being all wiped out because of the long-term care costs, probate costs could have all been avoided had she just taken the time to meet with an estate planning attorney.
Sure. Once again, Blake Harris is with us. He's the owner of Mile High Estate Planning. Check out that website, milehighestateplanning.com. Great website. Tells you everything really you need to know. And, something we were talking this last week, put a lot on education. You do seminars where you just want to help people understand things, because there's a lot of misunderstandings about what an estate plan is. A lot of people think, I've got a will, I've got a plan.
Right. So we do monthly estate planning seminars. These are free to the public. And our goal is to help people avoid some of the most common estate planning mistakes. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure, and that's certainly true when it comes to estate planning. So if you've been thinking about putting together an estate plan, please go to milehighestateplanning.com, sign up for one of our free seminars, and we'd be happy to educate you so you can avoid some of the most costly mistakes that we're seeing people make.
Great. Now, let's kind of give a course overview real quick and kind of talk about these a little bit. So when you talk about an estate plan, kind of talk about what all makes that up.
Okay, so here's a question that I get all the time. I get this phone call 10 times a day. Hey, Blake, heard you on the radio. How much does a trust cost? And my answer is, you don't want a trust. What you want is an estate plan. There are several components to what goes into an estate plan. A trust is a component of it, but also you want to have a will as a backup, funding documents that which transfer your property from your name into the trust. What happens all too often is somebody will, with a different law firm, create an estate plan, create a trust, and fail to fund that trust. They end up paying for the trust, and then they end up paying for the probate costs after they pass away. So include an estate plan, which should be a will, a trust, as well as a complete set of incapacity documents and guidance that goes along with that in the forms of a family guidance letter that we give our clients, Mile High Estate Planning, or some other type of guidance to help settle your estate. And then also, you want to make sure that whatever estate planning attorney you work with, that they will offer ongoing reviews so that as your life situation changes, marriages, births, deaths, you inherit some property, you move to a new location, your estate plan stays in line with your goals.
Right. Now, a will is basically only a piece of paper that helps kind of after you die, right?
So a will can do two things. Number one, it can nominate a guardian for your minor children. So if you have children under the age of 18, you can make sure that it's your mom taking care of your children, not your father-in-law, who you may not have the best relationship with. So part one is anyone who has minor children ages 18 or under certainly should have a will with a guardian and maybe an emergency guardian as well. Also with a will, you will get to choose who receives your property or choose who doesn't receive your property. However, a will is a ticket to the probate court. So if you have a will, you will be sending your estate through probate.
You know, we've heard this term incapacity planning, and a lot of times people know that maybe a loved one's kind of heading down that road, but yet they don't want to talk about it, so then all of a sudden they wait too long, or then the person is incapacitated, and then that just creates problems. So what are some of the ways that you have found successful in getting people to maybe talk with loved ones about this?
Well, just to give a little bit of a context, Colorado, generally our laws, in my opinion, are very good at helping make life easy on the citizens. Compare this to the state of Texas, where the laws are written pretty much just to ensure employment for attorneys. However, in Colorado, we lack a very important law, which is an alternative decision maker statute. What an alternative decision maker statute says is that in the event of your incapacity, there's an automatic list of people who can step in and make decisions on your behalf. First would be your spouse, next would be your adult children. We do not have this law in Colorado, so if you become incapacitated, the only way that a loved one can make a decision on your behalf is go through a court-supervised process. This is lifetime probate, and it comes in two forms, conservatorships and guardianships. Probate after death is something that I would recommend trying to avoid. More importantly is avoiding probate during your life. Probate after your life is going to cost a couple thousand dollars. If there's a dispute, it could cost tens of thousands of dollars. Conservatorships and guardianships, these tend to cost about three times as much as death probate. So you want to make sure that your loved ones have a complete set of incapacity documents. The first document that everyone should have is a financial power of attorney. This is for making financial decisions. Next is a medical power of attorney for making medical decisions. Next is a HIPAA release. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your healthcare. If you become incapacitated, you want your agents to be able to access that protected healthcare information and share it with the doctors so they can make informed medical decisions. And finally, a living will. A living will says if you're in a permanent vegetative state that you do want to have life support removed.
Right. Once again, if you're just joining us, Blake Harris is with us. Blake is with Mile High Estate Planning. Check out their website, milehighestateplanning.com. Go on there right now. Register for one of their free seminars. They do them monthly. Again, absolutely free. Chance to meet Blake. Ask your questions. And make sure that you have the right kind of plan that you need that will help you and your loved ones. Long-term care planning, we usually don't think about until we are older, you know, and a lot of times that can be a little late in life too. So enlighten us a little bit on long-term care planning.
Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot for a quick second. Okay. You're a smart guy. What do you think is the average cost for a one-month stay in a nursing home?
Most of the time around $10,000, $11,000.
Yeah, you're looking at $5,000-$10,000 or more, depending on whether it's assisted living,
right,
or memory care. There's an easy way to avoid this, and it's to set up what I call a Medicaid Protective Trust. You'll need to do this about 5 years in advance of moving into the nursing home. And if you do this, you can transfer your assets to a trust. You will still have a lot of control over those assets. So if you need them for your care, there are ways of pulling those assets back into your estate. However, once you pass away, this allows you to move into a nursing home, let the government, which you've been paying for all the years to supply this care, pay for that bill, and then when you pass away, your assets will pass to your own children.
Right. Because that's what everybody wants to do, is protect their assets, right?
Exactly. It's about protecting your assets. It's about protecting your family's assets. But it's more than that. It's also about reducing conflict within the family, and it's about privacy. Probate is a court-supervised process. Your estate has to get filed with the county court, and potentially anyone could go in there and look up to see what type of assets you have, what type of assets your children are inheriting. By creating an estate plan that keeps you out of probate, not only do you reduce cost, not only do you protect the assets, but you also protect privacy and family harmony. In some cases, the beginning of probate is the end of the relationship between children. So estate planning, it's about two things, protection of the assets, but also protection of family harmony.
Right. Now, is the best thing to do is kind of get a family together and talk about this, if they're all local here in Denver, to come and sit down with you to kind of where everybody gets a better understanding of this, or how does it work?
So We are more than happy to meet with other family members, and if other family members would like to be involved, we're certainly happy to have them. However, we are interested in serving the client. It's mom and dad, and sometimes the children may not all be super happy with how the parents are going to distribute the property. I know that there's going to be a lot of children out there that are not real happy with me, and that's fine. I'm here to serve my clients. However, if it is a family that has harmony among it and they all want to be involved, we're more than happy to have more family members involved, and it actually works better that way. So that when the time comes to administer the estate plan, there's no surprises.
Right. And, you know, all of us are quick usually to get a second opinion in the medical world. If some doctor tells me we need surgery, we go get a second opinion. Never hurts to get a second opinion. If you think you've got a plan, give your office a call at 720-924-6171. Say, hey, I think I got a plan. I would just like for you to review it and see where we're at.
Exactly. If you've created a plan and you're a little bit uncomfortable, you're not 100% sure that you've done the right planning, or maybe it's been a few years or you did your planning out of state, give my office a call. We'll always do a free initial consultation. We'll always sit down with anyone who brings an estate plan that was done by another law firm, look it over, and give you our honest opinion on it. In some cases, we will tell you, you've got a great plan. You don't need to do a thing. In some cases, we'll say, you know what, this plan is actually pretty good, but there's minor things that you could improve upon. And then in some cases, I've even said, I apologize, but the money you spent was not wisely spent. I really recommend we redo the plan. I do not oversell my clients. I want to put my clients in a better position than they were when they came in before.
Right. Now, when you look at some of the plans that you've seen come through your office, what are just consistent main points that are missing, or is everybody different?
So, I mean, there's different things that, different areas where I think we can improve on different plans. The biggest one, the biggest mistake that I see, and some of the most respected law firms in town will make this mistake, is giving outright distributions. The word outright is a bad word. There's another attorney in town who calls it a 2-4-letter word, outright distributions. Mm-hmm. And generally, most attorneys would do a pretty good job about making sure that minor children, that nobody receives property before they're 18, or probably best not to even give too much money to an individual before they're 25 or 30. But then what I see is the attorney will draft it so that the money is distributed all to the beneficiary the day that they turn 30. If you do that, and then the next day your child's spouse files for divorce, you could see your child lose half of the money that you've left for them. So the biggest mistake that I see in other estate planning documents is outright distributions. Instead, what I recommend doing is creating a trust where at a certain age, perhaps age 30, you allow your children to choose who their trustee is. This way, they can have liberal access to the money. If they want to make a complete distribution or a large distribution from the trust, they can do that. But we never force money into beneficiaries' hands, because doing so gives the ability for a divorcing spouse, a creditor, or if they are forced into bankruptcy, if they have a business fail or medical illness, they could lose their entire inheritance. So mistake number one to avoid, outright distributions. Mm-hmm. The other common mistake that I see often is not funding the trust. You've created the trust, but if you don't fund it, you still end up in the probate court.
Right. Well, Blake, this is great information. We're looking forward to our shows with you. I'm just telling you, there's so many people out there that have misunderstandings about this, the myths out there. So we're going to try to help you out with Blake and his shows. But I tell you what, go to a free seminar, folks. And you know what? I hate to even call it a seminar, because this is just a chance just to have a conversation with him to understand some of these things we're talking about: estate planning, will versus trust, the incapacity planning, long-term care planning, asset protection, how to avoid probate. So those are the main things he covers. All you have to do is go to milehighestateplanning.com and register now for that free class. The number is 720-924-6171. So, Blake, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Up Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations, and conversations that I don't expect some days, relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances and not really adding the value that I want to add. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. Actually, haystackhelpradio.com. I forgot we changed that, and then we put our referral list there, as well as with all of the podcasts from all of our shows. So be sure and check that out for a list of great companies to do business with, as well as referralsforseniors.com. And again, this is not meant to be a directory where you're going to find 20 roofers and 20 plumbers and all that kind of thing. These are really just mostly one-on-one relationships we have made with people, and those companies are ones that we totally endorse and trust and promise you, if you'll give them a chance to earn your trust in your business as well, they will do you a good job. So be sure and check out both of those websites. Well, Jim Minner is back with us, Colorado Cleanup Services. You can check out their website at ccsmole.com, and their number is 303-237-4406. You know, we recently did a segment, and wanted to talk with you a little bit further on a couple of things. And first of all, you mentioned 400 and something companies do similar work, the Colorado Cleanup Services. So, wow.
I see a new one almost every week.
Right.
And then one goes out of business almost every week.
Sure.
It's a company not for the weak of heart.
I mean,
you're doing some pretty very, very important things, but they're not a lot of fun to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you have something that you really don't want to clean up, or you think maybe you shouldn't from a health reason, that's what we do.
Right. Now, and I'm not sure if I'm using the right term, are there credentials, so to speak, that you guys belong to in different organizations that kind of help set you guys apart too?
Absolutely. The IICRC, which stands for the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration, is really kind of the governing body for people in our industry.
Okay.
Most of the training is provided by them, at least their format. And then if you meet certain criteria, you can become an IICRC certified firm, of which Colorado Cleanup Services is very proud to be one.
Great.
Many, many companies are not. And that would be a flag for me. If I had something that I, was considering having done or needing to have done, that would be a very important criteria to have.
Sure. And, you know, that's something that, well, you get with contractors and everything, and we tell people all the time, there's no contractor police out there that check what people put on cards or put on trucks or whatever. So you know what, folks? You've got to do some due diligence to check out companies before you use them, because we get the stories all the time, you know, especially with contractors, where, hey, I gave a guy $20,000 down to get on his calendar, and then all of a sudden the guy's gone.
Right.
So like you say, there's just not, there's some great companies out there like Colorado Cleanup Services, and there's some, hey, you just need to stay away from. So just do your due diligence. Don't just believe everything that you read. And again, we totally endorse and stand behind Colorado Cleanup Services, but just want to warn you, not all these companies are created equal, shall we say. So again, they handle water, fire, mold, and even trauma. Now, that's usually not a word you see with water, fire, and mold. So explain that a little bit.
That's probably one of the most important services we provide, Scott, because if you think about it, a loved one passed away in your home, or they passed away and unfortunately wasn't discovered for several days or even longer.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting calls from people at the lowest point in probably their entire life. Mm-hmm. And there are companies that that's all they do. Sometimes the pricing on that will have a gap of tens of thousands of dollars. We use the same software that insurance companies use to price that. And we've actually done many of those. It's truly 50% science and 50% compassion, but the people have to have, you know, training in bloodborne pathogens. And it's a really important service, and something that we've helped people with that have actually come back and said, wow, I'm glad I found you guys.
Sure. And once again, their customers really are residential homeowners, residential builders, insurance companies, homeowners associations, builders, commercial properties, property management companies. So, hey, you fit into any of that, this is a company you ought to write down the number, keep it where you've got it handy, because when that time arises, it's not the time to get on your computer and try to figure out who to call and who's going to answer the phone. 303-237-4406. And Jim, I know we addressed it in a previous segment, but somebody calls 303-237-4406, somebody's going to answer.
They're going to answer 24 hours a day, 365 a year, and it's going to be somebody that has skin in the game. It's going to be a manager with our company.
Gotcha.
And he or she is going to get all that information on the first call, assess the situation, tell you who's coming, what time they'll be there, and we're going to make sure they have all the equipment on the first attempt, because not only do minutes matter, seconds matter when
sure.
you have these type of things going on in your property.
Right. You know, I was looking through one of your brochures and a couple of testimonials, but one really stuck out, so I'm going to take a second to read this. It says, "Look no further. These guys are honest, professional, and courteous. We have never used a remediation company and quite honestly had low expectations. Our sewer line backed up in our basement and needed someone fast. From the moment CCS, Colorado Cleanup Services, picked up the phone, I was impressed." Because I'm just going to stop right there. I guarantee you, Jim, that's one of the biggest complaints businesses get. Nobody answers the phone.
Right.
And then nobody calls them back.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So, picking up the phone, they were very impressed. They came out immediately. Two polite, professional, and courteous young men showed up with smiles on their faces. It was Sunday morning, and they were about to clean up sewage. Amazing. They were friendly, well-spoken, and answered all of our questions in a way that we could totally understand and felt confident that they were going to clean up, disinfect at a fair price. I have owned a business for almost 20 years. I know how hard it is to provide excellent customer service. Hands down, Colorado Cleanup Services is an honest company making it happen. My hat's off to them. From the office to the project manager, everyone is amazing. I would not hesitate, stop searching, and call Colorado Cleanup Services. So again, a lot of great things there in that. But, you know, you can have great ownership. If you don't have good people that are facing the customer, you're going to lose. You know, if you can have good people sometimes and not have great ownership, and that doesn't work. So when everything flows together, this is the kind of testimonial you get.
That testimony really said it all to me. And you know, please check out our reviews on Google or whatever. You're going to see hundreds of them. Occasionally, hey, we stumble. We may not make everything happen perfectly. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, we're going to give that customer the benefit of the doubt and do everything in our power to make it more than right.
Sure. Sometimes you hear the phrase, you hear this phrase a lot with businesses, one-stop shop. Now, again, this is not a fun call to make to Colorado Cleanup Services, but you know what? When you are in that situation, you want that company you can trust, because I don't want to be thinking about, man, are they going to be fair to me? Am I going to have to be going through a lot of things mentally? No. You already know you got a good company, great reputation. So what does that one-stop shop actually mean, and why is it important to clients?
It's somewhat unique in our industry. There are other companies that do that as well, but many of them just do the mitigation. So if you had a flood in here, Scott, and they came in, tore out carpet, maybe had to cut walls or whatever, they set up their fans, the dehus, they dry it all out. They come back in a few days after monitoring, and they go, okay, Scott, you're dry, see you later. And you go, wait a minute, who's going to put all this stuff back? That's up to you. Many people in our industry, that's what they do. So now you've got to go find another contractor to come back, or maybe multiple contractors.
Right.
With Colorado Cleanup Services, we will take that job from beginning to end. So once we've earned your trust, which happens very quickly when you first meet us, you know it's going to be the same company from A to Z and put everything back the way it was prior to the event that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. It saves you time. It saves you money. The insurance companies like it because they're not dealing with multiple companies.
Sure.
And it just takes a lot of the risk out of it for the person that does happen to deal with this.
Right. Last couple of minutes, but I want to mention this again because I tell you, it drives me crazy with the body shops, because that's where we hear it most, where someone has a wreck, they call their insurance company, and they say, well, we will send you to one of our preferred companies or approved companies. And I just want to get that out there again. You are paying the premiums. You can get your car fixed. You can get what we're talking about today taken care of with the company of your choice. It does not have to be on your insurance company's, quote, approved list.
That's absolutely right. And there's a thing in the state of Colorado, thank goodness, called the Insurer's Bill of Rights. You can use anybody you want. We're actually on several insurance companies' preferred vendor list. However, as the homeowner, I would encourage you to do your due diligence. I realize, you know, something's happened. You want to get it taken care of quick. That makes sense. But look up those companies, see what you can find out about them. Read their reviews. Check out the BBB. Check out Haystack Colorado. Find those reputable sources to say, hey, this is a company that's going to make things right and do it correctly.
Sure. Well, Jim, great information, sir. We appreciate your friendship to us over all these years. And A-plus members of Better Business Bureau, 24/7 emergency services. And, hey, when you're in that time of need, it is great when you dial a number and they pick it up and they're there to help you as quickly as possible. So another great thing. 303-237-4406. So, Jim, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this. Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant, with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you again so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. Send us any questions or email through an email through there, and promise you we'll get right back to you. What we're going to talk about, custom homes now. Liz Scott, Custom Homes. Sandy Christie joins me in studio. So, Sandy, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me today, Scott.
All right, so Liz Scott Custom Homes. I've seen this a million times going through Castle Rock. What's the exit there?
That's Wolfenberger.
Okay. Yeah. And so I'm sure all of our listeners have seen that too right there. And it's Liz Scott Custom Homes. So tell us a little bit about doing this with a custom home.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as custom home building, I've been with Liz Scott now for a little over 3 years. The idea of it is off-site modular construction. That is IRC construction, just like any other stick-built process would be.
Right.
The biggest advantage and some of the reason and part of the process of building custom modular homes is the idea of speed. When I have these built indoors in a controlled environment in a factory, which all our three of our factories that we build with are in Nebraska, gives us the advantage to build year-round. So in Colorado, that's an advantage given the fact of our weather and different types of issues that we deal with here. So that is the biggest advantage as far as time, as well as the quality of the homes that are being built indoors in a controlled environment.
Right. So we'll go through all this, but is this just something, I'm just thinking of questions popping into my head here, is this something then where you build the shell and then people pick out all the things as if they were just building a regular home? They pick all the upgrades and all the different things?
It's very, very similar to that. As far as these are completed homes when they do arrive. So from the top of the foundation up, the home will be completed when it arrives. So from a shell standpoint, you kind of start from a shell.
Gotcha.
As far as figuring out your floor plan. So we're going to take, I've got over 500 concepts on the website. That gives you an idea of kind of what way the floor plan looks from a square footage standpoint. But then we have the ability to go inside that footprint and customize the floor plan to exactly what the customer wants.
Wow.
So from that standpoint, you get to design exactly what you want. And then with my three different factories, I have three different levels of interior finishes that the customer has to choose from. Mm-hmm. So from a budget standpoint, that gives you the availability to try to keep it as low a budget as you want or to take it to whatever limits that you want or anything in between.
Sure.
So from a shell standpoint, it's not going to show up as a shell. It's going to show up as a completed home with the design that you chose. And it's also going to come in with the type of interior finishes that the customer chooses. Wow. So that's why I have three different levels of factories to give me three different levels of cost, three different levels of engineering capabilities, and three different levels of interior finishes.
Right. So what are we looking at time-wise? How long does it take once the customer signs off on everything? You know what they want. And, I mean, weather, I know, can always play a part in some things, but, I mean, in general.
In general, I typically will tell a customer that from a, let's say that you're walking in the door and you want to know today,
if I was to go gung-ho from today, about how long would it take me to get moved into this house? And I will typically say anywhere from about 9 to 12 months.
Okay.
And that's from start to finish.
Gotcha.
Now, from the timeline process of in the factory, it only takes about 3 to 6 weeks to actually build the house in the factory. We have to take into other types of time and consideration once we bring the home out, actually set it on the foundation, and then what types of things are we going to be building after we set the home, things like garages or porches or decks, patios, different things like that can add a little bit of time once we set the home to get a CO, mm-hmm. which is a certificate of occupancy, to actually move into the home.
Right.
But all in all, you know, with financing or whether the customer's paying cash, can kind of, you know, and to your point, weather can change that timeline, but typically right around that 9 to 12 month.
Right. Sandy Christie is our guest. Sandy's number is 303-688-1724. If you have any questions, he would love to talk with you. You can check out their website, Liscott, that's LISSCOTT.com, LISSCOTT.com. And when we talk about advantages of building a modular, you know, versus just a regular on-site build, I mean, what are some of those advantages?
Well, I'd say some of those advantages would be the fact that these are built indoors in a controlled environment.
Okay.
So if you figure that you've got your labor staff coming into a factory every day, punching a clock at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, leaving at 5 o'clock, having your supervisor stand over them, watch them build it throughout the day. You've got controlled costs as far as waste. But the biggest thing, I think, is not dealing with the environment and the outside weather. When you're talking about on-site builds, you know, you're talking about a year and a half to 2 year long process right now in the state of Colorado. Gotcha. That means you've got materials sitting out on the property dealing with the different weather elements. You have to deal with theft. You have to deal with a lot of different things like that. When I'm dealing with an off-site,
right,
controlled environment type of build, I eliminate all that.
Okay.
It also just helps me with the standpoint that I'm building year-round. So in the middle of the winter, when you can't do anything,
right,
I'm still constantly working. IRC homes are also built to 2020 for modular homes. So that means that I'm built to a higher standard than, let's say, an on-site stick build, just for the fact that most counties are not up to 2020 code.
Sure.
So all these are different advantages that I have to building an off-site modular construction.
Right. And it's still all the permits, all the different things, just like any other build, right?
Absolutely. You have to pass everything just the same as you would for any other type of on-site.
And that's always fun, dealing with all those.
Well, you got to pass your
different
inspections.
Different municipalities and all the different things. Yeah. And
the nice thing about that is we take care of all that for the customer.
Gotcha.
So we offer full turnkey service, which offers the general contracting as well as the modular home. So we're going to be dealing with all the permits, all the inspections, everything like that.
So square footage, if someone wants something small or something large, I mean, what's kind of a small footage that you have, and then what's the largest you can do?
Well, as far as from a code standpoint, basically anything over about 400 square feet is considered an IRC stick-built code house. So you have ADUs, where accessory dwelling units, that I have starting at about 500 square feet. And then you can take it just about as big as you want.
Really?
It's kind of like Tetris in a sense. You're just stacking boxes. So besides just residential homes, we do multifamily homes. So we can do townhomes, apartment complexes, commercial buildings, anything like that as well.
Wow.
So I think, you know, I'd probably say about the biggest we may have built is around 6,000 square feet.
Right.
And at the same time, you can take it all the way down to 500 square feet.
Right.
Anything in between. It's basically the sky's the limit. Customer has the ability to design whatever they want.
Right. Does financing just work the same as a regular mortgage, or is there some tricks with getting financed on these?
From a financing standpoint, most of these are done with a construction loan.
Okay.
So from a construction loan standpoint, not all banks do construction loans, and not all banks that do construction loans are necessarily the correct fit. We've got a list of lenders that we've worked with for over a decade that know our process very well, know us very well. Also helps the customers, so they don't have to explain the process to a bank.
Right.
But from a construction loan standpoint, the idea is you're basically paying an interest only until you actually get a CO to move into the home, in which case it'll flip back over to a conventional loan.
Oh, gotcha.
That's another advantage from a modular standpoint, because the amount of time that you're going to be paying interest only is much shorter than it would be for a traditional on-site stick build.
Sure.
So that's another savings cost if you're paying interest for 6 months less than you would be for the alternative. It's one more advantage for modular.
Right. And what are kind of your main service areas that you can build these?
For us, we pretty much focus on the whole state of Colorado.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll cover the whole state of Colorado. So if you buy a piece of property, wherever it may be, from Yampa to Stagecoach to Canyon City or Guffey or wherever you want to build, we can cover that.
Great. Again, check out their website, liscott.com. Sandy's number is 303-688-1724, and maybe you've really never thought about something like this, but I'll tell you, they've been doing it a long time. And you've been in the industry how long?
This particular industry, about 12 years.
12 years, okay. What's kind of changed from 12 years ago to today? Is it just quality? Is it what's kind of a few of the main changes?
Absolutely. I'd say, I mean, modular design has been around. The concept of it started with mobile homes, which has been for over 100 years.
Sure.
And then within the last 20, 25 years has really been the introduction to modular homes. And from the start of that till now, technology has come a long ways.
Right.
So as far as the strength, capability, engineering capabilities, I'd say the design when it first started was a little bit more simple,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of a couple boxes, real simple looking type of floor plan. Now we can get very exotic and do a lot of really cool designs.
Gotcha. So who are your builders that put all this together and make all this work and look beautiful?
I have three builders, all based out of Nebraska. I've got Heritage Homes, which is out of Wayne, Nebraska. I've got Family Built Homes, which is out of Gearing, Nebraska. And I've got Champion Homes, which is out of York, Nebraska.
Okay, great.
So those are my three builders, and they all offer different types of services. I mean, I can build pretty much the same home with all three of them, just three different levels of interior finishes, depending on different types of things like vaulted ceilings or maybe a customer's wish list for certain types of interior finishes will help determine which one of the builders is right for the customer.
Sure. Once again, give Sandy a call, Sandy Christie. It's Liscott Custom Homes, and people can just, should they call you to make an appointment, even come by the office? Is that best?
We accept it all.
Okay.
Absolutely. My email, which is sandy@liscott.com, you can reach me pretty much 24/7. As far as our office, we're open Tuesday through Saturday. You can always reach me on the office phone.
Sure.
And we accept walk-ins as well.
Great.
So appointments are always helpful for the customer, so I can sit down and give them my undivided attention. But I will help anybody at any time.
All right, man. Great information. Thanks so much. 303-688-1724, Liscott, LISCOTT.com. We'll be right back. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
With rates dropping, you can save thousands in interest. Want to know how to save even more? Do a simple interest loan. Take AIM. We're sponsoring an event at the Lamar Street Center to demonstrate how to save thousands more with a simple interest loan. Walk back in time to the 50s and the 60s. Classic cars, motorcycles, diner, and so much more. To register, call 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net/events. Seats are limited. February 27th, 6:30 p.m. Dinner will be provided. Talk with many of our past clients and find out how they're paying off their home much faster and not changing their spending habits, all while being able to access their equity for 30 years. Take AIM. To register, call 720-895-0500 now or go to aimortgage.net/events. Seats are limited. February 27th, 6:30 p.m. Dinner provided. Find out how to increase your tax-free retirement. Join us at Lamar Street Center. Take a step back in time when paying off your house didn't cost so much. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
It's Pet Dental Health Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and they are celebrating oral health for pets all through the month of February. Free oral screens will be offered by their technicians in the lobby, and when your dog or cat receives a dental procedure, you'll be entered into their special dental health gift basket drawing. You'll earn reward points at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center when you download their free app. Hey, this is Scott Whatley for Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and we've trusted our pets' care this great staff since 2003. Call today and schedule your pet for their dental care, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Check out their great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Sandy Christie is with us. Liscott Custom Homes, L-I-S-C-O-T-T. That's liscott.com. You can check out their website. And I'm sure Sandy would love to take your call. So kind of a free consultation on this when we're talking about custom homes. 303-688-1724 is the number. Their office is there in Castle Rock. And, Sandy, we've been talking about this now with building a custom home. So let's talk about cost. Everybody is wondering, you know, hey, has it saved me a lot of money? Or, you know, what's the deal there with cost? So kind of just break down some of the cost for us.
Absolutely. There's basically three pieces to the puzzle. Depending on what the customer is and where they're at in their kind of project, you're going to have the cost of land, you're going to have the cost of site work, and you're going to have the cost of the modular home. The modular home is going to be from the top of the foundation up. A general contractor is going to handle everything down and out. So every piece of property in Colorado is going to be different. So the biggest question mark usually is the cost of your site work.
Sure. Which you're going to have no matter what you do, right? If you're going to build something.
Absolutely. Yeah. No matter what you're going to do, you're going to need to have a foundation to be an IRC stick-built home in the state of Colorado. So you're going to have to do all the same things as far as having wells and septic foundations. As far as the modular home is concerned, the pricing is going to differentiate between the three factories. Champion Homes is going to be in that $100 to $120 a square foot range, depending on what size and what your interior finishes are. Family Build is going to be closer to that $130 to $150 per square foot.
Okay.
And Heritage is going to be the high-end builder, which is going to take me to $160-plus, depending on what the customer chooses.
Okay.
So you're going to add those costs on top of the other two costs, which is going to be the site work, which will be dependent on the property and what needs to be done. And, of course, if they don't already own the property and they're going to go search for the property, whatever size property that they decide to purchase and what that price is. When you combine those three, that's where you're going to get a total budget for the project. If you really want to compare the differences, that's going to be compared to a site visit, or excuse me, an on-site build,
okay,
which has to do all the exact same stuff. The difference is you're getting a good portion of the home from a controlled environment from a factory and brought out and set on a foundation versus building it just from scratch from the bottom up.
Sure.
So that's going to save you time and cost when you do it from the modular aspect versus doing it an on-site aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So those are really the three components of how you put together a budget. When you're talking about overall projects, which is a lot of times what people ask me about, what is the cost for a total project? Best I can usually say is it can range from anywhere from about $180 a square foot to $250 a square foot for a total project.
Okay, great. Now, you hear the term modular, and then you think of the term manufactured.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the biggest confusion.
So there's a difference, I assume, in those two terms.
Well, I usually say there's a lot of M's in this industry, right? Manufactured, modular, mobile.
Right.
Really, the idea and the best way I can explain it is manufactured is a term of basically building a home indoors in a factory. And there's two different types of manufactured homes. There's a HUD home or a mobile home. Those are homes that have steel frames underneath them and have VIN numbers on them, just like a car. So it's really tough to get kind of financing for those, and it's really tough to find a place to put those anywhere in the state of Colorado. So that's one type of manufactured homes. 99% of what we do is modular homes. Okay, those are actually homes that have to go on a foundation. They will appreciate with value in real estate just like any other stick-built home would.
Sure.
And that's really the two differences between them. So a lot of people get confused when they hear modular, or even banks for that case might automatically jump to thinking mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
And by no means are these mobile homes. These are modular IRC off-site stick-built homes.
Right.
And then the next biggest thing is customers will say when they're going through the design process is, I don't want it to look like a mobile home.
Sure.
And that's where I'll come into the site work aspect of it and say, well, that's really curb appeal. And the look that you're going for, whether it be, you know, brick or rock on the exterior of the house, or you want three car garages or big fancy patios or walkout basements or whatever you want to do,
mm-hmm,
that's going to be part of your site work cost, and that's really up to the customer and the design that they're going for.
Right. Now, are you able to take because it's cool to look at pictures and things, but if somebody actually wants to see something, do you take them sometimes to some of the homes around?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we do. So we do have a show home on site, so that's one way to kind of come in and kick the tires and feel like what it's like on the inside. From the exterior portion of it, yeah, we've got homes all over the state of Colorado. Okay. We've got good rapport with our customers. So if we need to set up a time maybe for them to visit a customer's house, if it's very similar to what they're building, we can set that up. The owner of our company also has his home that he just built and just completed, which is not more than about 10, 15 minutes from the office.
Okay.
So we set up visits to his house. So you can both see, you know, a show home sitting on a lot. You can go see a completed, finished project with basements and everything like that. So it kind of gives a customer a little bit better feel for what that house actually feels like when it would be completed versus just looking at pictures.
Right. Sandy Liscott, or Sandy, hey, that's what we need to name it.
Works.
Sandy Liscott, yeah. Sandy Christie is our guest, Liscott Custom Homes, Liscott.com, LISCOTT.com. Once again, Sandy's number, 303-688-1724, 303-688-1724. Now, getting back to financing a little bit, we work with a mortgage company and some different realtors and things like that, and a lot of times those realtors say, hey, go get your financing set up so you know what you can afford, you know you got everything worked out, so kind of that pre-approval process. Do you guys like that same kind of process where, hey, go get your financing and banking stuff figured out before we start shopping? So because it's always tough when you look at something and then you can't swing that.
Absolutely. I think from a process standpoint, I typically say that a lot of times you might want to have a consultation with me first.
Okay.
And then we'll work into whether or not, you know, the financing is the next step. Obviously, financing is a key in the process as far as you want to make sure you can afford what you want to be able to purchase. But at the same time, I usually start with from an educational standpoint and figure, well, let's learn about this process first, understand what you want to build, and then we can kind of put together some numbers. And then once you have an idea of what the numbers might be, maybe that's a good time to go ahead and talk to the bank and figure out if financing is the right next step.
Right. And, you know, with your experience, and you guys have been doing this over 25 years, I would imagine some people come in, they know exactly what they want. But a lot of people are kind of open saying, hey, what would you suggest to do here? So,
Absolutely. Man,
I would think that's a huge advantage to having a company that's been doing this so long is for someone to sit down with me and say, hey, look, we'll do that, but here's what you might want to think about because we've seen this work well. So that's cool.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as when we do like a site visit on the property, a lot of customers might have something in mind as far as what they want to do. And we're going to definitely take everything into consideration. And we also might throw out some of our own personal advice saying, well, you know, this could be more, you know, advantageous to you to save some money if we do this, or we can do this over here. So that's the nice thing about the flexibility of a custom build is you can go in stages. You don't have to do everything at one time.
Right.
And that's where we like to put in from a consultation and educational standpoint is to best show the customer how to, you know, make their budget go as far as they can.
Got it. Now, looking at some of the things, and I assume most of the stuff that you sent me is on your website for people to
Absolutely.
Look at.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, you guys did a great job here of just like a Liscott home checklist. And, man, when you talk about design the floor plan, the basement, crawl space, porches, I mean, when we say custom, I want to kind of spend some time on that word a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about you can kind of do what you want. I mean, it's custom.
That is the idea of this. Besides having three builders, that gives me the flexibility to take it from a design standpoint to basically full high-end custom to as simple as possible. It also gives me the ability to give the customer exactly what they want. That comes down to building, you know, dog baths because they want a dog bath in their mudroom to, you know, pocket doors to anything you could possibly imagine. That's the fun part about it is designing your home to exactly what you want. When you're out there looking at properties that are resale, you might come across a property that fits your budget, then you go inside the home and the floor plan just doesn't work at all for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you love it, but then you start going through what's the remodel cost going to be for me to change this home to make it what I want.
Right.
Well, at the end of the day, let's just build it from scratch the way you want it.
Sure.
And that's usually one of our advantages.
Right. So, man, this must be a pretty cool feeling for you to sit with people and kind of build out their dream, so to speak. So, I mean, it's always fun doing something you love to do.
It's the best part of the job.
Yeah, so absolutely. Talk about maybe just some of the maybe recent story or two of someone you know, it's great to meet in that beginning stage because you're helping them plan everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to see the U-Haul trucks move in and move all their stuff in there. I mean, that's got to be a cool feeling to see it from that planning stage to completion.
It is. That's, I think, the best part of the job for me is every single customer is a different customer. Every project is a different project. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to fit a need for the customer, whether that is an Airbnb, whether that's their retirement home, whether it's a ranch hand home, whatever the case may be,
right.
Each one is a different, unique, you know, circumstance. Each one's a unique project, and every customer is different.
Sure.
So that's one of the benefits for me. I love to meet all the new people and work with them. And the fun part is watching the excitement of them when we're designing the floor plan and seeing all the different things that they can do.
Right.
And then probably the best part of it is the day of the set. Right, everybody comes out, they bring out their lawn chairs, people are drinking beer, having a good time watching us come out and take the homes off and set them on the foundation. So, and just to watch the excitement of the customers go from the beginning of the day with, let's say, a hole in the ground to at the end of the day a completely constructed house put up that they're walking through that they personally designed,
right,
is the best part of the whole thing.
Sure. What are, in our last couple of minutes, what are people most surprised to learn probably once they look? Because you hear the word manufactured, you hear the word modular, whatever. Sometimes that just brings images to mind of, like you say, all of us just think of a trailer of some sort. But I'm sure people are shocked then when they look at the custom, how beautiful this is. What are they most surprised to learn about a modular type deal?
Yeah, I would say the stigma of it is definitely kind of what you mentioned as far as the first time you hear any of those M's, you know, modular or anything, it just kind of goes to old school mobile homes. And the minute that they step inside even our show home and they come in, they're just surprised of how well they're built. I mean, my show home is right on I-25 in Wolfensberger, and you can look out the window and you can't hear a thing on the freeway. So from the quality of construction to how well they're built to how nice they are on the interior, and then once you understand the process and you start to see how the home changes its look completely, once you start adding on garages and decks and porches and that kind of stuff, that's when everything kind of flips and the light bulb turns on and you understand, oh, this is the way to do it.
Right.
And the standpoint of understanding when someone comes in at the beginning of the year, I can have them in the house at the end of the year. All those things when it comes together is what the customers really like.
Right. And there's nothing left out of the process that you guys kind of don't hold that customer's hand, so to speak, all the way through from, you know, helping them pick out stuff to, you know, the financing to everything to the final move in, right?
Absolutely. We're going to help them out the best we can with everything. I'd say the number one thing a customer really has kind of responsibility for is finding the land.
Gotcha.
We do have some websites on our, or some links on our website that'll take you to different, you know, portals where you can search for land. And I'm happy to put you in, contact with some realtors that'll help you look for land. But from that standpoint, they really need to choose which piece of land that they want.
Okay.
And then from that standpoint, we're basically going to take them the rest of the way home.
Gotcha. Well, man, we appreciate it, and it's cool to learn about this, and we'll stop by and see you guys.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time.
All right. Sandy Christie, 303-688-1724, 303-688-1724. When you call him, let him know you heard about him here on Haystack Help Radio. Check out their website, liscott.com. That's liscott.com. I want to thank all of our guests today, but mostly thank you for joining us today. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-HELP. Hope you leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.